Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start with an overview, Kevin. We're almost 5 months into this pandemic now. What's the situation right now for so many of our small businesses? What's the status here?
Small businesses are recovering, albeit slowly, from record declines in optimism and demand. In addition to government-mandated shutdowns in the months of March, April, May. So we have a slow recovery and a little bit bump in optimism in the month of June. We'll continue to track that on a monthly basis and even more frequently on our COVID-related surveys. But small business owners are eager to reopen, slightly increasing in their optimism, and really just want to get past this public health and economic crisis.
Where do small businesses stand when it comes to the Paycheck Protection Program? And do I understand there is an important deadline coming up in about a week or so?
Yeah, the good news about the Paycheck Protection Program is that it delivered this vital financial assistance to over 5 million small businesses. According to our research, more than 4 in 5 small business owners applied for the PPP. And nearly every one of them, 97%, received the funding. Now is the step that, and they can do so all the way through August 8th, although many financial institutions are ending their application period a little bit before then. So we would urge anyone who has not applied for the first round to do so as soon as possible. Now businesses move into the forgiveness stage. 7 out of 10 business owners have already spent their money and are now applying for forgiveness. They can begin to do that on August 10th. And as I said, you know, most have already spent the money, and about half of business owners expect that they will need additional financial assistance over the next 12 months, as this public health crisis has lasted longer than many imagined in March. So we are looking to Congress and the administration for a little bit of additional financial assistance in addition to some protection on the liability front and some reform of the unemployment insurance system.
I notice one of the recommendations from the NFIB is liability protections for businesses from COVID-19. I know this is something that Senate Majority Leader McConnell is standing very firm on. Kevin, why is that so important for small businesses?
Well, small business owners need strong liability protections so they can reopen safely and smartly without fear of devastating lawsuits. Most small businesses are just one lawsuit away from going out of business, especially during such an unprecedented time as right now, where they're kind of hanging on and trying to reopen and recover. In a survey we did recently, more than 2/3 of small business owners were worried about these devastating lawsuits and said, yes, it would put them out of business. So we are supportive of the liability protections that are proceeding in the Senate bill. We think that's a much better approach than increased enforcement from the Department of Labor and OSHA. Business owners, schools, healthcare facilities need this protection so they're not just inundated with lawsuits that could be devastating.
as so many of these small businesses try to keep things going and get back to prosperity once we finally get out of this, Kevin, does there need to be, so to speak, a PPP 2.0, another fresh program to help things along?
Yeah, that is the bipartisan areas. A bipartisan agreement is a second draw of PPP, a little bit more targeted than the first one to those business owners who need it. NFIB supports a second round of PPP. About half of our members tell us that they anticipate needing additional financial assistance over the next 12 months. So it's certainly something that we would support. What it looks like is being discussed right now is a little bit of addition to the funds, allowing those that have a 50% revenue loss to apply for a second round. I think we would like to see that lower to somewhere around 25% revenue loss. But the good news is there is bipartisan agreement that small businesses do need a little bit of additional financial assistance, and probably not as much as was in the first round.
And they continue to grapple with this issue in Washington, Kevin. I would think that the fact that this is moving so slowly on this next relief package, it's only adding to the worry for these small business owners.
Yes, that is true. Small business owners would like to see something done. They find themselves in the little unfamiliar position of needing some more support from the federal government. But like I said, it's not as much as was needed in late March when they were considering the first round. But small business owners are the good news is they're recovering slowly. Optimism increased in the month of June. We'll be measuring it the month of July. Results will come out next week. But they're in this for the long haul. They want to solve these problems. They're adapting. They're looking forward to the reopening, and they really just want to recover because the small business half of the economy is vital to the American economy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.